This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Republican leaders in Congress have been settling on their leadership and their rules for the coming years. Their party holds more power than it has in decades, so their decisions could affect what passes or does not. One of their decisions was seen as an effort to protect the House Majority Leader, Tom DeLay. NPR's David Wellner reports.
As House Majority Leader DeLay sat watching his fellow Republicans from the back of a large meeting room, they shouted approval for a change in a rule that would force a leader to step down if indicted on a felony charge punishable by 2 or more years in prison. DeLay has not faced such an indictment, but 3 of his associates have. They were indicted in September by a Texas grand jury. The charges derive from a political action committee tied to DeLay that allegedly received illegal corporate contributions. Yesterday's rule change leaves it up to a Republican panel to recommend what action the entire GOP House caucus should take on the indictment of one of its leaders. Texas Republican Henry Bonilla led the push for the rule change.
We are trying to protect members of our leadership from any crackpot district attorney in any state in the nation from taking on a political agenda and indicting any member for any frivolous cause.
Some Republicans did oppose the rule change. They recalled the House GOP caucus passed the original rule 11 years ago to highlight their own higher standards. House Democratic Whip Steny Hoyer pointed out it was Republicans who once accused House Democrats of being ethically challenged.
It is indeed ironic that that same Republican leadership is now proposing that they allow indicted leaders to continue as their leaders.
On the Senate side yesterday, Republicans moved to quell an uproar over the chairmanship of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Pennsylvania Republican Arlen Specter's in line for that chair by seniority, but anti-abortion groups have tried to block him. Specter's the only Republican on that committee who defends abortion rights, and post-election remarks he made suggesting that anti-abortion judicial nominees were unlikely to be approved by the Senate further galvanized his opponents. After meeting with all Senate Republicans, their leader, Bill Frist, signaled the crisis was coming to a close.
Senator Specter, in all likelihood, will have more to say over the next 2 to 3 days, or by the end of the week. I do want to bring as much resolution as possible to that discussion.
But there may still be pressure from outside groups that oppose Specter and claim credit for President Bush's reelection. There was also talk among lawmakers about an internal memo from CIA Director Porter Goss, portions of which were revealed in yesterday's New York Times. In it, Goss instructs CIA employees to, quote, support the administration and its policies in our work. Kansas Republican Pat Roberts chairs the same Senate Intelligence Committee that confirmed Goss's nomination as CIA chief in September. Roberts says he talked with Goss yesterday about the memo, which some Democrats see as a demand for partisan loyalty.
I'm not worried about any purge or any lack of independence. He has assured me that's not the case. And so I have urged him to get in touch with other members who have talked to me. I think he's doing that, and I think that'll take care of it.
At the same time, legislation reforming the intelligence establishment is still stuck on differences between the House and Senate versions, despite reported prodding from President Bush. Last night, the Senate did pass a resolution raising the legal limit for the national debt by $800 billion. It was the third time in 3 years Congress has approved such an increase. Most Democrats voted against raising the limit, saying President Bush has no plan for reining in deficit spending. Congress still has to enact 9 of its regular spending bills, worth more than $380 billion. It's an amount almost equal to this year's budget deficit. Leaders expect to tackle those bills before adjourning for the holidays. David Wellner, NPR News.